Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. It's a great pleasure to be with you. And we bring in Congressman Neil Dunn from Florida, Republican in Florida.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Larry. A real honor.
Thank you, Neil. My great pleasure. Neil, are you a newbie? Are you new? Are you new congressman, new House member?
No, I'm in my fourth term.
Oh, because
I represent the second district, the state capital. So DeSantis is one of my constituents.
Keep him on the straight and narrow. And you have my staff person, my old staff person, Beatrice Valenti.
That's
how we got to.
Actually, we enjoy talking about you. We have a pleasant overlap. You held the same job my father held for a while, chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisors.
Who is your father?
Mike Dunn. He worked for Gerald Ford.
Actually, I was director of the National Economic Council, but it's
isn't
close.
That the same thing? They keep changing the name. I thought it was the same thing.
No. It's a different one. But I just want to say, Beatrice Valenti was one of my ladies who kept me out of trouble with classified documents when we left the White House. Brittany Baker and Susan Varga checked very carefully so we didn't have any classified documents. So I'm clean, and I can talk to you on this radio show without any problems. You're on the Energy Committee, right?
I am on Energy and Commerce and the China Select Committee. Beatrice is here, sitting here with me, by the way.
Say hello to Beatrice, my buddy Beatrice. So I like what you all are doing on the energy story. You're gradually now reversing or trying to reverse Biden's war against fossil fuels. And I wanted to talk about that for a minute before we get to China. You got two energy bills that have passed, Protecting America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve from China Act, which passed with a huge majority. That was a bipartisan bill, I think, 2 weeks ago, which is great. And then yesterday, you all passed the Strategic Petroleum Response Act. That was a tougher vote, but you got it, 221 and 205, which would tie any SPRO sales to additional oil and gas leasing on federal lands. So now these are both very good bills. I had John Hoeven on, Senator John Hoeven from North Dakota, and we talked about the outlook in the Senate. The China bill, I don't know, they might get it through. The federal lands, opening up more leasing on federal lands, not so much. What do you think? What are you hearing up there on the Hill?
Well, we were a little pessimistic about passing the H.R. 21 on the Senate floor, but the fact that we did get a few Democrat defectors in the House gave me some hope, and I'm hoping we'll find some very deliberative Democratic senators as well that might join us and push that over the top.
I had Steve Scalise on the show Thursday night. He's a very dear friend. He's a wonderful man, the new majority leader. And from Louisiana.
Great guy.
Yes, he is a great guy. I'm still hoping for H.R. 1 or H.R. 2 because the leasing on federal lands is a good thing, but you need the permitting, right? I mean, permitting is the key, Neil Dunn. And if you don't get the permitting reform, the NEPA permitting reform that we had during the Trump years, then you're not going to be able to use whatever leases you may get. I mean, that's been the problem from day one. So I keep prodding my friend Steve Scalise, who said to me, you know, give it another month or two. They're trying to put something together. What can you tell us on that? You need a permitting bill.
Well, so you're absolutely right. We do. And, of course, what we really need is a change in attitude in the administration that, that energy is bad. I mean, natural gas is a very, very, very clean form of energy that we brought our emissions down to. We're the only country that met our promises on the Paris Accord. And we did it by using clean gas. And America is blessed with particularly clean gas and abundant gas. It's crazy for us to be importing this when we have our own, and it's cleaner gas, and it's at our feet. And by the way, you talk about prosperity a lot. That's a path to prosperity for America.
Yes, it is. You know, it was interesting to me this past week, Biden and Jennifer Granholm, his energy secretary, you know, they came right out and said, accusing Republicans of preventing them from releasing more SPRO sales, Strategic Petroleum Reserve sales.
Well, you bet we're trying to get them to not do that.
Right.
Think they should buy new gas, not take our oil from our strategic. I was in the Army for a long time, and I have to tell you, when you take our Strategic Petroleum Reserve and just, you know, sort of sell it on the market to keep gas prices artificially low temporarily. That's not a good thing. I mean, that's there so that the military can fight a war if they have to. And that's important stuff.
Well, that's the thing. That bill, which goes all the way back to the 1970s, the enabling legislation for SPRO, was aimed at the Arab oil embargo. And then on top of that, down through the years, any emergencies, weather emergencies. It was never
emergency use, right.
Right. It was never intended to manipulate gasoline prices. And they gave it away.
I mean,
we all said you're just trying to, you know, pre-election gasoline price fixing is what it was, political price fixing. And they just came out and said it this past week. And I think a bunch of you, and I said this to Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven and Senator Barrasso, and I say it to you. You guys should get up in arms and inform the public of the original points in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve enabling legislation. It had nothing to do with gasoline prices. And the Bidens have abused this terribly.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
I mean, get out there. Make a big deal about it.
We're backing ourselves into the same corner that Germany backed themselves into, all of Europe did with Russia.
I agree. That's a big problem. So, you know, I really think you should inform the public, because this is not ever supposed to be about gasoline prices. Let me talk to you for a few moments.
Nobody ever thought it should be, I think. It was astounding to me that they've tried to politicize everything, including medicine.
Yes, well, sure, that's what they do. But the other point, Neil Dunn, is tell me, I've interviewed your colleague Mike Gallagher, who's going to be the head of the Select China Committee. Let me just ask you, what are your priorities going to be on this new Select China Committee, which is going to be very important?
Well, thank you for that, because it is, I think it is an important committee. And, of course, people are looking to me to help with the medical supply chains. And that's not just pharmaceuticals, although that's the first thing I think everybody thinks about. But literally everything in medicine, whether it's a drug, a device, a Band-Aid, you know, it's just we get everything from China in our medical supply chain. And that's a very, very dangerous thing, as we found out in the pandemic. I mean, they literally can choke that off from us, and we have access to we get our anesthetics from them. We get our antihypertensives from them, antibiotics, chemotherapy. But, you know, even sophisticated biologic medications are mostly sourced, or their substrates are, from China. So we're looking at 85% of all the active pharmaceutical ingredients that are in our medicines literally come from China.
So what can we do about it? If we want to onshore, Mike Dunn, what can we do? Neil Dunn, what can we do about it?
So that's funny, because McCarthy, when he first put me on the China task force a couple of years ago, he grabbed me by the front of the jacket and he said, repatriate the supply chain, the pharmaceutical supply chains from China. And of course, I've been working on it ever since. And I've discovered the enemy, and as Poco said, the enemy is us. You know, the FDA has a process for approval of manufacturing and sales, and by the way, controls the volume of sales as well, of pharmaceuticals to an extent that it's driven the manufacturer overseas. And it's they've really become difficulties. So we're going to work on cutting red tape, over regulation in the FDA. That's just one of the problems, but it's the biggest by far. And we need to. We can produce API in this country. We can do it very well. But we just don't because of the red tape that's involved with it. They are literally strangling the American pharmaceutical supplies. Now, that doesn't get to all the other things, the band-aids and whatnot, but this is, you know, basic stuff that we need, medicines we need that are life-saving, and the FDA's made it too hard to make them in America.
I mean, don't we have the best pharma and biotech companies in the world?
They do the best research and the best development, mm-hmm. but then when they turn around and you want to produce it, it's much more difficult. Interestingly, the new medications, when you have a really new breakthrough medicine, you know, the FDA tends to line up with you. But if you just say over 80% of the prescriptions written in America are for generic medications, that includes all those classes I mentioned before, anesthetics, you know, over the, you know, the pills you buy from your pharmacy, antibiotics, everything, 80+% of that is you know, the FDA is actually very, very controlled, but it's generic. It's generic. And so then it's really a problem with manufacturing. And you've got that process of getting licensed and approved to manufacture these drugs is way too ossified.
All right. So that's it's a regulatory issue principally. That's it very
is.
Interesting. Not surprised to hear
exactly
that.
Exactly right.
Anyway, Neil Dunn of Florida, Congressman Dunn.
I'm surprised to find it.
Now, well, we had this when we did Operation Warp Speed. We had to slash through the regulatory obstacles from the FDA.
Wouldn't I love to have Operation Warp Speed in my day-to-day life on everything?
I'm working on it. Actually, Beatrice Valenti will fix all your day-to-day problems.
Listen, I'm going to hold her to it.
All right. Congressman Dunn, thanks very much for your time. Folks, I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to take a quick break. And on the other side, Washington's best political pundit, Charlie Hurd of the Washington Times, will visit with us. Please stick around.